Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain.
Somebody in the text line, 8833, says pay the drivers more and there wouldn't be a shortage of drivers. I ask out of ignorance. I always thought, especially the interstate over the road truckers, got paid decently. If I'm wrong, then correct me. There was, though, I think, not to do the back in our day, there was a romanticism that used to go with being an over the road trucker.
All those movies in the 80s? Golly. Are you kidding me?
Any which way but loose. And,
And all the songs about it, like the one I just played, and Convoy.
Convoy from the 70s. Yeah. Back in the late 70s and 80s.
The arm wrestling one?
Cobra?
No. With Sylvester Stallone over the top?
Yes. there was an incredible romantic feeling or theme in America about over-the-road trucking that I don't know is there anymore. The old-timers could probably help us out on that. Robert in Kansas City. Hello, Robert. Robert.
Hello.
Line four is screwy today, Sam. I don't know what's going on. Mark in Lynn Valley. Mark, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Go ahead, my friend.
They put them guys, the 18-year-olds, if they send them to, like, trucking school, they teach them, and then when they get to the job that they're going to work, those guys put them through hell to make sure they can do it, and the ones that can't do it, they kick them out the door, and the ones that can, they put on the road.
When you hear the term apprenticeship program, which is what the government launched yesterday for 18-year-olds to do interstate, when you hear apprenticeship program, what does that say to you? How long?
Oh, it can go from 2 weeks to a month and a half or 2 months. They make sure those guys know what they're doing. They don't. I used to have a friend that when he was real young, I'm almost 60 years old, and this guy, he's younger than me, but he actually made it through it, and he was a joker. And he drove for a long time after he got through his apprenticeship. They really work them. They teach them to back up and how to shift the gears and, you know, make sure they can do the job.
Okay. All right. Got a loud dog in there. Robin in Basser. Robin, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
This is kind of redundant, probably, considering the last caller, but I just want everybody to know that I believe that if these kids – I shouldn't say kids, if these young men and women, 18 and older, are given the proper training, we send them to war, we let them drink, we let them do all these things.
Yeah.
I see no reason why they shouldn't be able to drive trucks, and we really need them.
But we don't let them drink.
Well, you're right. You're right. Not at 18.
So
not anymore.
So that's a good point, Robin, and that was all tied to highway funding back during, I think it was Reagan's administration that they did that, where they wanted the drinking age raised to 21. Yes, at age 18, can you be responsible enough to drive a big rig? Okay, sure. Then why are you not responsible enough to have a beer?
I don't have a problem with it, actually.
Well, I don't either, but the government has decided 21 is the age. So if 21 is the age to have a beer, why would we let an 18-year-old drive a big rig? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Maybe put them both at 18 and be done with it. And I love the argument, and we were going to have somebody on who was in the military, that we will allow 19, 20-year-old men and women incredible control over very expensive vehicles.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, if I look over in traffic and there's a 19-year-old kid, or, and I say kid, I don't mean that disparagingly. If there's a 19-year-old person, man or woman, 20-year-old, I don't know that I would be any more nervous about that than if I looked over and saw a 70-year-old man or woman behind the wheel of a truck. Granted, with age comes experience, but also heart attacks. Let's go to Nicole in Kansas City. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Oh, so I was talking about the 18-year-old truck drivers. I used to work in truck insurance, so I'm pretty familiar with the lack of experience leading to accidents. And I think that there's a lot of other regulations that could be eased up on that maybe would even bring people out of retirement, like ELDs and things of that nature. So putting people with no experience on the road in an emergency situation doesn't seem like the most responsible thing. I would think maybe looking at the existing regulations that could be a little bit eased up on.
Okay. When we get back, my husband just posted this, and I had no idea why the cold weather right now that we're all grumbling about, that we're paying for now because it was so nice in December, is leading to an increase in all kinds of ailments that you might not have thought about. And not just I'm out shoveling snow, heart attack risk goes up. Other ailments are on the rise because it is so cold.
All right, we'll get to that much more after a quick break for the news. She's
Dana. Booking my flight right now.
I'm Scott here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.